All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And I'm going to tell you, I have got probably a dozen requests in my email asking for me to do a Pimped Heart Wastitute Steven Crowder edition.
Oh, shit.
All right, now, as tempting as that might be, I am in the business of trying to keep people from self-deleting. He is going through one hell of a roller coaster right now, and I myself am a warrior. I operate under a fairly strict code of honor, and I'm not going to dogpile on that guy. I'm not going to do it. Will there be a Pimped Heart Wastitute in the future? More than likely,
yes.
But I am going to let the dust settle, probably wait about 18 to 24 months at a minimum, because I do not want to be the guy who is the straw that breaks the camel's back. That doesn't serve anyone at all. Now, I've been paying attention to this whole feuding that's going on between the Daily Wire and Crowder. And to be honest, both of them are in a world of shit, but we will definitely talk about it in the future. Now, as everyone knows, I myself am divorced, and I've been divorced roughly since, I believe, 2007, early 2008.
How's that working out for you?
I was reduced to homelessness, and I almost paid the ultimate price, meaning that the hopelessness of the situation was so overwhelming, it almost got me. And if it could do that to me, it could do it to anyone. So keep that rolling around in the back of your head. Now, if you really want to get into detail in regards to what's going on with that whole situation, you can tune into Better Bachelor. I just watched his video, and he's pretty much spot on.
Oh, here's a fucking surprise.
What can I say? The guy's a good creator. He's very thorough. He's being about as kind as he can be, I guess, in this circumstance. But let's face it, gentlemen. This is a blaring example of the women of today and the marriage market, or lack thereof. Right now, 6.1 out of 1,000 people are getting married. Mainly men are saying no. Divorce, separation from your children, and all of the pain and agony that accompanies that, causing a lot of people to unalive themselves. Because let's face it, losing your children and getting them 4 days a month, you know, that's reprehensible, and that is the standard agreement today.
Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair!
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So, shut the fuck up!
You're going to hear all kinds of things like best interest of the child, which no court in America can actually define. And when you do look at the statistics of the single mothers and basically the results of this tragic experiment that we've been doing for the past 40 or 50 years, you will see that single mothers have packed the prisons, nut houses, and cemeteries at record speed. They broke the family, and we are seeing the results of that right now. And it's going to probably devolve into one huge, chaotic nut roll. And I'm going to be honest, if it gets to that point, and you're one of the people shaking the jar, and you know who you are, you're in for a world of hurt, because I'm using history as an example. Now, in my regards, the whole system was weaponized against me. Family was turned against me. I lost virtually all of my friends, or let's correct that, people who I thought were my friends. My ex-wife killed my 6-year-old chocolate lab, and that will be a scar upon my heart for the rest of my days. Now, fortunately, I've used all that negative energy, angry, and dare I say hatred, to do something positive. I flipped the script on it, turned it into comedy, and I'm now up to 543 lives saved using nothing but logic, reason, and comedy. Now, we're going to talk a little about the Crowder situation, just a little bit. People from within his organization stabbing him in the back. Individuals that I'm sure he thought of as friends have stabbed him in the back. There's probably some division within his very own family with regards to the rumor mill craziness that's going on. And on top of all of that, the huge financial nut roll that he's going to be in for probably 16 plus years. He's worth enough money to bleed the turnip dry, if you understand the meaning of that. The way I see it, the women of today know exactly what they're doing. They come pre-programmed. It's on the board behind me with how to execute these vicious attacks and literally ruin your goddamn life. And that's one of the main reasons why I did administrative violence, divorce edition for the men out there, because most guys are caught completely unprepared by surprise and they are constrained with that four-letter word, L-O-V-E, which really should spell F-U-C-K. They hold back, fighting back against it because, you know, she was once or will soon be the ex-wife, and there's deep emotional connections there. Gentlemen, if you find yourself in this situation, you need to be able to flip your script in your mind 180 degrees. The woman that you married is now your enemy and should be treated with all of the rights and privileges that that title conveys, short of violence, of course. We're trying to remain civil here. Okay, so behind me you see what I have here. I got the courts, friends, family, reputation, business, moral destruction. It's a multi-pronged attack that the women of the West use on the regular to secure the bag and get the cash and prizes. And we're going to go down this list, starting off with the courts. The family courts, I've literally been corrupted, in my opinion, by the forces of darkness, because anything that can weaponize love and hope against you, in my opinion, is the blackest of evils. The courts operate under sympathy, mercy, and compassion, but none of those things are applied to the man. That is why, in my opinion, 93% of the time, no matter what happens, the mother gets the children. Once that happens, you are literally turned into a wage slave. Now, the reason I said the 93-7, when you look it up online, it'll be 85-15. But when I sat in on courts and monitored a lot of these fiascos while I was going through my divorce, let's face it, 7% of the time, the father is awarded the children because the mother didn't show up in court. So if you back that out, it is 93-7 or 92-8. However the math works out, either way, it's radically tipped against you from the beginning.
This is bullshit.
Next, friends. I remember getting married and I had all of these friends or people I thought were my friends. And then, you know, the big D started, and I found out who actually had my back and who didn't. And I'm going to be honest, I basically wrote off 8 people out of 10 who I thought were my friends, because they really weren't. You know the people that you talk to on the regular, and the minute you go through the divorce, all of a sudden they're radio silent, they were never your friend. Okay, just accept it now. It is going to be a huge cluster screw of epic proportion as soon as you hear the words, I'm not happy, because you know the big D's coming down the pipe. All right, next, family. This is something that is very nefarious that women are exceptionally good at doing, especially when children are involved. All right, in my own family, my very own sister put a knife on my back in favor of my ex-wife, who murdered my dog and turned me into a slave, made me homeless, ruined the last two-thirds of my life. All right, now I'm not going to get on the soapbox and play a banjo and turn this into a country song, but I'm just telling you that when you go through the Big D, when children are involved, you can expect the female members of your family to stab you in the back. I'm just preparing you all for that right now. Probably going to happen, especially if children are involved, okay? I don't know what it is about children and women, but the minute a child shows up, women lose their goddamn minds. The logic goes out the window. It's all emotional decisions. And maybe they'll come out of that fog one, two, or three decades later, which is way too late. So be prepared for that as well. Okay, next. Reputation. A lot of women, and I would say at the behest of their attorneys, will pull out the abuse allegations. Because let's face it, feminism has warped the definition of abuse to mean absolutely everything. You don't give her a credit card, financial abuse. You make a comment that maybe, you know, she should run a few and lose some LBSs. It's emotional abuse. Every single thing you do around a woman, even if you're not married, if you're living with her or you're married to her, they can literally classify as abuse and use it against you to get sympathy, mercy, and compassion out of the corrupt family courts, who will basically fire a harpoon into your ass and turn you into a slave. All right? And let's face it. I've talked to thousands of people who got crucified in court based on accusations alone. Now, a lot of times you will get justification from the judges saying, well, I'm erring on the side of caution. But by the time the divorce is done, it's been a year, year and a half, and guess what? They don't want to disturb status quo. The man is written out of the equation based on an accusation. Happens on the regular.
That's your privilege.
Reputation. I think I went off the weeds there. Most people are going to jump to conclusions in regards to your reputation. People have lost jobs, couldn't get hired, have been evicted from their house, either through a PPO or a landlord or a family member. You know, it happened to me. There was no PPO, but, you know, I basically, after my ex-wife killed my dog, I had to leave the house because that was such an emotional travesty that I had no option but to leave just to maintain my composure and self-control. Thank God good Pop was in the driver's seat that day, because that was probably one of the worst days of my life. To date, I'm sure there'll be worse days.
This is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
It's obvious that Crowder's soon-to-be ex-wife had been planning this for quite some time. I would say 18 months to 2 years. That is pretty nefarious. And I don't really understand how women can just turn a switch, everything turns off, and they literally start scheming to scuttle you and ruin your life. I just don't understand it. Maybe it's some kind of programming from caveman days. I don't know. I'm not a biologist or a psychologist. And quite literally, it's not really worth my time to dig into. But Crowder took a huge hit to his reputation because of this, and it's going to be hard for him to climb out of this hole. Next, business and employment. It is very common for soon-to-be ex-wives to call your employer to get you fired or make accusations or overestimate your income where you can't even afford to run your business. Happens all of the time. Crowder runs a pretty big operation, and the fact that he's getting a lot of his income impounded and his reputation is taking a big hit, this is going to be very hard for him to come back from. I hope he does. He's not going to get any static from me, and we'll just leave it at that. Finally, number 6, moral destruction. Now, this is one thing I always tell guys who are heading down this tunnel of doom. If you have anything of sentimental value in the house, you need to remove it. take it somewhere else. Pictures, guns, knives, anything with sentimental value, because it will be sold, destroyed, or quote-unquote lost. The moral destruction for me was the dog. And it was specifically done to try to get me to flip out so she could get the nuclear win. I did not allow that to happen. But even to this day, 16 plus years later, I still walk around with a huge gaping hole in my soul because of the whole murdering of my dog. And I'll never get over that. And I've accepted it. So what I'm trying to say here, gentlemen, is this. If you are with a woman right now and you're getting love bombed and you're starting to get the hints dropped from her family, your family, yeah, you should just make it legal and marry her. You're out of your goddamn mind. We've seen billionaires, millionaires eviscerated in family and divorce court on the regular. If you're a normal dude pulling down between 30 and 60 grand a year, because that's where most people fall on the income range, you're literally going to live in the street. How do I know that? I lived in the street myself for a little over 6 months. Let me correct that. I lived out of my car. And it sucks. It really does. Now, I stayed in my car 2 or 3 days, and then I'd crash on somebody's couch, and I'd move it around because I did not want to be a burden. It is what it is. So, gentlemen, pay attention to what's going on out there with the Crowder situation. Do not fall for the bullshit, okay? And Steven Crowder, I am not going to give you any static. I support you 100% in this endeavor that you're on. I hope you stay on the right side of the lawn. And if you want to talk at all, just let me know. I'll send you my cell phone. Nothing will be recorded and nothing will be disclosed. I don't play those silly games. You guys take it easy.